The decision is in. Residents of Joe's River St. Joseph will be celebrating as the court judgment rules that the wall must come down. The Democratic Labour Party released a statement on the recent resignation of St. Michael West hopeful Shaquani Hunt. Yesterday's second homicide victim of the day has been identified. The Barbados Police Service say he was the 44th for the year. And cocaine use in Barbados under the spotlight following a bold output by the NCSA. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Senior counsel Senator Gregory Nichols is elated over the High Court's ruling in favor of residents of Joe's River St. Joseph in dispute with private developer over access to the well-known natural site in Bathsheba. The court, led by Justice Patrick Wells, ruled this morning that the residents do have absolute right in the way of the southern end of the Tenaby footbridge at Tenaby Joe's River St. Joseph facing the direction of Bathsheba. Mr. Nichols says he had no difficulty representing the people in this matter, and he believes the right judgment was made.
I'm elated that the residents and the members of the Bathsheba community and the Joe's River area have prevailed in their case against the unlawful blocking of the right of way and the right of access to Joe's River and to Teacup and Saucer. I took up this case on behalf of the people of St. Joseph and the wider Barbadian public who go to the Bathsheba community, and have been going there for several years. I certainly went there as a student at school under Ms. Cheryl Gemmett, who taught us geography at Commonwealth 6th Form, and did tours down in that area. So to come and put up walls to prevent people from accessing that area was totally unreasonable, and I had no difficulty in taking out this case for and on behalf of the residents of that community.
Senior Counsel Senator Gregory Nichols. The Democratic Labour Party says it was taken by surprise by the sudden resignation of its St. Michael West hopeful and former Young Democrats President Shaquani Hunt. In an audio statement issued by the party's communications department, officials acknowledge that while Ms. Hunt was astute and dedicated, her immediate departure was unexpected.
As a young woman in public life, Shaquani contributed meaningfully as a candidate and as the spokesperson on youth and development. Throughout her time with us, she also held several key roles: vice president, president of the Young Democrats, and was an active member of the Women's League. She demonstrated commitment to service and a passion for national development. After a week in which Ms. Hunt was fully involved in our Young Democrats' week of activities, the DLP received a terse letter of resignation which did not speak to a reason for her decision. We will not speculate as to Ms. Hunt's reason, and will allow her the right of a dignified departure without making any moral judgments.
An audio statement from the party's communications department. 25-year-old Jelani Javon Graves of Goddings Road, Station Hill, St. Michael, has been identified as yesterday's second homicide victim for the day, shot and killed in that community very late last night. Graves was found around 8 p.m. lying in the veranda of a home with injuries to his body, and the Barbados Police Service reported he was the 44th homicide victim for the year. When Starcom Network visited the scene this morning, residents were generally tight-lipped about the incident, but there was one tenant renting in the area said he has already contemplated relocation, citing two deaths within the week, and it has him very disturbed.
Kind of scary, daddy, for real. Trust me, one Sunday and then one Wednesday, for real. Kind of had a place real frightened, daddy. Can't tell. I'll be scared right now, for real. Feel like move out of here, daddy. Trust me. Place get real grimy lately. I had to death one time, back to back, you know. So I think I will leave in this place, real.
Has it been sudden though, or this? I mean, that's normally happening.
Nah, this not normal. This not normal. I mean, bad boys around, rude boys around. But for like killing them own self, never really see that. I mean, God, this are two village, two local, two men who live here. You know, I slip down. I mean, so that was really scary. That very unusual.
Residents of Gardens Road, Station Hill, St. Michael. The Barbados Police Service's Serious Organized Crime Unit has arrested and charged 35-year-old Charles Basdio Samru of 2nd Avenue, Paddock Road, St. Michael. He is accused of possession of a firearm and 20 rounds of ammunition, offences allegedly committed on the 17th of November. Samru is scheduled to appear in the District A Criminal Court later on this afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Government has secured a new batch of COVID-19 vaccines, but only for those Barbadians who are potentially at high risk of contracting the virus. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George has revealed a notable increase in COVID-19 cases and respiratory illnesses in recent weeks and is sending caution to those vulnerable members of the public.
The respiratory illnesses are a mixture of COVID, influenza type A, rhinovirus, and in a small number of cases, respiratory syncytial virus. Now, as I have said before, COVID will be with us for a while. It's not going anywhere. Therefore, Barbadians during the pandemic had a good understanding of, they have a good understanding of what is required for them to protect themselves. We have always said the elderly and persons with non-communicable diseases and persons who are extremely overweight should take specific precautions.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. The widespread use of cocaine in Barbados has come under the microscope this week with the launch of a visual project by the National Council on Substance Abuse. The documentary, titled Between a Rock and a Hard Place, highlights the story of current and recovering addicts while there has been backlash on what some term too graphic. NCSA manager Betty Hunt is asking Barbadians, when will the right time to discuss this matter of cocaine ever be the right time on the island?
The time was just right for us to put on an in-your-face production like this. The latest report from the Barbados Drug Information Network, which is comprised of treatment providers, persons like ourselves who do prevention, clearly show that crack cocaine is one of the most common primary drugs for which treatment is currently being sought. That came from the Substance Abuse Foundation. It was reflected from the inmate drug rehab and counseling program at the prisons, from the Barbados Police Service. And so we thought that we really needed to expose Barbados to the underbelly of drug addiction and drug use.
Manager at the NCSA, Betty Hunt. The People Empowerment Minister is warning that Barbados' younger generation is becoming increasingly disconnected from churches, schools, and other traditional institutions, and says the country urgently needs a new approach. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, was speaking at Golden Square's Freedom Park during the latest IDIS forum, and he said that Barbados must begin having bold, honest conversations with its youth about their development.
We would have done some work in the ministry that spoke to the things that gave us meaning, the church and youth groups and community groups and those things. Those things don't give young people meaning, no. So we want to use the same institutions to deliver a message to young people that don't trust those institutions. We trusted the church. We trusted the school. Young people these days don't trust the church and don't trust the school, not in the same way. So we got to look at our institutions different and to find a way to build that trust. Or you're going to find young people not interested in the same youth groups that Caleb leads. They're not interested in the church because they don't trust them. And so we have to, a lot of our institutions, yes, it is good to hold on to your history, but there's a part of which you have to let go.
That's Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Also speaking at the forum, City of Bridgetown MP Corey Lane highlighted several programs already underway across St. Michael, but agreed that a more hands-on approach and an engaged approach is needed to reach young people more effectively. Our top stories. The court judgment ruling on the construction of the wall at Joe's River is returned with the decision on its complete removal. Counsel Gregory, Senator Gregory Nichols leading that charge. The Democratic Labour Party releasing a statement on the recent resignation of St. Michael West hopeful Shaquani Hunt, they say they were left surprised. Yesterday's second homicide victim of the day has been identified. Residents of Goddings Road, St. Michael, speak about Jelani Graves, speaking out saying that he was the 44th of the year. The Barbados Police Service say they are concerned about the high number. Government imports a new batch of COVID-19 vaccines, but only accessible to the most vulnerable. And Betty Hunt of the NCSA says cocaine use in Barbados is under the spotlight, and they will be revealing and, of course, premiering a new documentary within the next 24 hours. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest in Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Your lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.